The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, you you still like women with those big giant butts, don't you?
I like a good butt, yeah. I'll tell you even.
What's the definition of good, though?
Not necessarily proportionate. It doesn't have to be. I like a small waist and a big butt. Like, I like a flat stomach, like Kim Kardashian.
Sure.
People say it's too big, and it might be. I don't know. But I think her flat stomach with her big butt is a fantastic look.
Okay, so you like a big fat ass on a woman, right?
Wouldn't say it like that.
Take out every other part of her, but looking at her butt, you wouldn't say it's fat.
No, I wouldn't.
And say it as a compliment?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Like fat?
No.
Okay. I see her as fat.
Right.
All the way around. She's just fat.
I know you do.
I'm kidding, ladies.
Where the butt meets the thigh, that space, I could bite into it. Yeah.
Hmm. And that's been in style for a while now, you know.
Yeah. I'd say she's probably the most famous person that made the larger butt popular.
Yeah.
I do. I think
it's. You mean on that first video that made her popular?
Never seen it.
Yeah, I know, but a bunch of people did. That's how she really became popular and like a household name. So you think people watching that video were like, oh, that's the way a butt ought to look?
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, because it's been a thing now for a while that younger guy, like 40 and under, love fat women.
Oh, it's a terrible thing to say. Because she's not fat.
Yeah, she's fat. I'm kidding, like. But she does have that big butt. Whether it's fake or not, it looks fake.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a procedure, Lindsay? You know, you'll do all the other cosmetic procedures and all. Would you do Brazilian butt lift?
No.
And you don't want a big old ass?
I don't. I want to wear the clothes that are in my closet from my skinny days. So that's not going to work out. I'd have to buy all new jeans.
But they're not like moth-ridden and...
Probably because it's been such a long time. I'm kidding. No, but it's not something I would end dangerous from word on the street.
Well, you know, a lot of women are going to Turkey now and getting it done because it's cheaper in Turkey.
Right. Oh, it's so dangerous. That's the number one surgery that people die from.
Hmm. You know, there's a woman who... her name's Scarlett Black, and she recently lost 150 pounds with the help of 13 cosmetic surgeries.
Whoa.
She's going back under the knife, they say. I never use that term, under the knife, when you're talking about surgery. I never use that. I also never use pop the question when somebody proposes.
Oh, you got to pop the question.
Yeah, but I digress. So she's going back for another surgery. She's getting her second Brazilian butt lift, or BBL. After the results of her from her first one, quote unquote, died. Like, what does that mean? She says, to achieve your desired look, you normally need two BBLs, and she's only 28. She said a lot of the fat that's re-injected into your buttocks actually dies, like 50% or sometimes more. For this butt lift, we focused on lifting my butt up and putting volume in it. Put some volume in your butt.
Mm-hmm.
So the fat cells, I guess, die.
I think she means dissolve. Yeah. Like it dissolves in your body and you... get rid of it, but dies. That's a weird way to put it.
But it says that the blonde, whose weight ballooned to a massive 350 pounds during her fast food addiction during the pandemic, has already spent $36,000 on plastic surgery procedures in Turkey.
Wow.
Now, where are you starting out if you during the pandemic, you reach 350 pounds. That's not starting out as a small person and then ballooning to 350 in that amount of time, right?
Mm-hmm. There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, the pandemic. I mean, eating a lot of fast food during the pandemic cannot get you to 350 pounds.
Yeah, it's only been 4 years total. So,
right, if you're not close, you know, in proximity to that to begin with, once the pandemic started, right? Yeah.
Right. I mean, unless you're eating, I don't know.
Every meal.
Or 6 meals a day. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Which I'm not opposed to. I love a good fast food. Listen.
But, I mean, I'm thinking that she has she needs some counseling help.
For sure.
Because they're showing a picture of her here, and I guess this is one that she's supposed to be sexy in. You know, the new her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's not.
Well, she's covered in not the best artwork, you know. And I think she had a lot of that before she lost the weight.
Mm.
But, I mean, you're going to spend all of that money to get the perfect dream body, but you have tattoos all over you that just look random. You know, like this slice of pizza that has got a devil face on the as a topping.
Oh, a classic tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like...
She got that to say, stay back, fast food. Yeah, right. You're the devil.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, it doesn't matter what I look like. Throw it on there anyway. And then all of a sudden, she's like, I've spent all this money to look great. Now I got this bad artwork all over me.
And at this point, what's a few thousand more dollars to get those removed?
Yeah.
Because you know they're saggy.
Yeah, probably. If you went from 350 and you lost 180 pounds, those tattoos are not going
to
look right.
Tattoos are never a good idea when someone's that big and plans to lose, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. Where'd she get that money, though?
She have an OnlyFans? That sounds like an OnlyFans named Scarlet Black.
It doesn't say. It does always, you know, it'll always say how many followers they have on Instagram or what you call it, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hang on. You want to see? Okay. This is what she looks like. I guess this is post surgeries.
Oh.
What do you think of her butt, Riggins? That's a designer butt. Is that too small for you?
Yeah, I think so. It's a little small. It's on the smaller side.
Yeah. Yeah, the tattoos are throwing me off a bit.
He wants it to look like a big old ass rodeo barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she's pretty. Maybe. I can't really see her face, actually.
This is my favorite one. This is... with the loose skin right after she lost the weight. Now, her face and her hair and all that are cute in this one because she's not looking all fake and stuff.
Oh.
She's got a nice face.
Yeah, all she needed was that loose skin tightened up on her. She didn't need all the rest of that stuff.
She needs a tummy tuck, yeah.
Because
that's a big... I mean, did she have... Oh, no, she doesn't have kids. Okay.
But it says that she lost all that weight from cosmetic procedures. Does she have lap band or something like that, you think? Do they do that in Turkey?
Probably.
Or maybe she had lipo and they just didn't do the tummy tuck because all the skin is still there. They needed to just do the tummy tuck. Because in Turkey, what are they really doing? You can't trust it.
No way.
I'd be scared to death to get something done in Turkey.
Okay, so here's her face. Can you see better? Look at her face.
Yeah, she's cute.
Mm-hmm. She's got a nice face.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a really big tattoo on her chest.
Yeah.
Of a skull. Bullseye. Yeah.
Man. I mean, bull's head, not a bullseye.
It complements the devil pizza perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, there's a great theme to all of it.
Holy smokies.
And she's walking around with these tubes. It's like they're just draining blood. She's just holding it in her hand. I don't know what it's doing. It's gross. But you would not do a Brazilian butt lift.
No, that's not even on my list. And I have a list.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, would love to have a Brazilian butt lift.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Three or four of them, maybe.
Yeah. You know, do they do it on guys? I'm assuming they do. I mean,
yeah.
If
yeah.
some guy wanted a big fat.
Yeah.
I just want my butt to be bigger.
I bet they do it just to round out a guy's butt or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because if it's flat on the bottom or it's not perfectly shaped, like a little, you know, just like a little beach ball.
Yeah.
I mean, a little soccer ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why women like baseball players. Mm-hmm. They say they have good butts.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. pants.
Yeah. A lot of women, and I think the more women than any other sport, think that baseball guys are built to their liking.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not, you know, looking like bodybuilders and stuff like that. Like a lot of times football players will look that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And basketball players will have, you know, lean muscles and all up top, and then their legs are tiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have muscles in their legs. But baseball players just look more normal and fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry. We baseball players.
Us in the community, in the baseball yeah,
in
community.
The, in the yeah. baseball community,
as
of course.
As we say.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I'll tell you what. I think Lindsay could stop focusing so much on bringing snacks to make this a homely place and put a mop in her hand.
Yeah.
Get to cleaning.
That's kind of accurate, too, because
it is dirty.
A little dirty.
I'll get Jody up here on it.
No, I mean,
she cleans up here.
She doesn't need to come all the way down here to clean. I can clean.
She loves it. Oh. She loves it.
Yeah. She likes it.
She absolutely loves it.
Brings her joy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
find
I love
your
bringing,
joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love bringing joy.
Just like my little friend Jenny loves doing laundry. Legitimately. Loves doing
laundry.
Well,
then I need her to come to my house.
Do you do laundry every day?
Every day.
Multiple
every
loads?
Day. Yeah.
How many outfits are you going through? I did never understood
it's,
that one.
It's never for me. I rarely do laundry. That's why I just buy new clothes. I just.
Yeah, don't you know that, Riggins? Nothing is ever for her.
Nothing. No, I seriously, I do
martyr.
My laundry once a week, maybe.
Such a mom martyr.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did the Southern Women's Christmas show thing go?
Good. Good. Yeah. Lengthy.
Yeah.
You know, lots of walking.
So there's a big, it's part of what we would call the Charlotte landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Every yep. year, this huge Christmas convention type thing comes to the convention center. Isn't it convention center?
Park Expo.
Okay, at the Expo Center. Mm-hmm. That's right. And people set up their booths and all of that, and it is... I've never been, but people say that it is just crazy
mm-hmm.
how many people and how many booths and all that stuff are there.
And it's basically the same thing every year.
Yeah.
People will just get the same booths and, you know, you've seen it once, you've seen it all. But now that I have children, I went nutty in there. I was like, oh, they need this. They need this. And before I had never purchased a thing. So it sucked me in. It did.
So now you're buying like shopping like an old lady.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, they need their first Christmas ornament. Yeah. Duh. I mean, not mm-hmm. that because it's not yeah. their first Christmas, but you know what I'm saying? They have cute kid stuff.
Yeah. And, women make a big event out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, church groups and things like that. A bunch of women will get together and say, what day are we going to the Southern Women's Christmas show? And they'll go to the, and it's usually, well, I was going to say it's usually older women, 40s and up, but I think that now it's gotten where just anybody, women that want to go, because they let you drink wine in there and stuff.
That'll get you too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do. And I did purchase a special little Let It Snow mug, filled it up with some red wine. It was great. But I will
say. You used it before you washed it or anything?
Do I know?
You used it before you washed it or anything?
Oh, yeah. They fill it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like buying a collectible tumbler thing. All right,
yeah.
I thought you bought it and unboxed it and poured wine in it.
No, but I'm not opposed to that either, okay? But you're right. So many groups and younger women now more than ever had the matching shirts that said, we're here for the Christmas or whatever. Mm-hmm. They got them made.
Oh, yeah.
God.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that.
Like I always say, though, you know, women are more group-minded than men. They want to do things in packs and mm-hmm. gaggles and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would die. Like, I'd get halfway through that place, and then it's just so many booths and women yelling mm-hmm. and drinking wine.
Yeah.
I'd fall apart.
Do they haggle? Because women are bad to haggle at those things.
I didn't see any of that. I'm sure some of that goes on because it's pretty pricey. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
No sale.
And how much does it cost to get in?
$20 now, which is a lot when you think about it, because you're getting in there, you're buying everything. I mean, it's kind of surprising. When I was younger, it was maybe $9 or $10, my mom said, I think. And now it's gone up that much.
And how long were you there?
I had to go pick the kids up, so we kind of did the last room quickly. But you can easily be there for 4 or 5 hours. Because there's 4 different rooms or convention rooms, like huge, just filled with stuff.
Do they have a place for men to sit if they have to come with their wives for some reason?
So there's a hall, a big hall with all the food and benches, and that's where you see all the dads, all the men, mm-hmm. everybody sitting there like, shoot me, get this over with.
I would die.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, my God.
Now, Jody used to go to that.
Yeah.
She's been a few times, but I never have had to go.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you would want to bring your husband. Because, I mean, what's the point?
Because sometimes older ladies, if they don't have other women to go with them, they want to go and shop and get the, you know, the good deals on the stuff and all that, but they don't want to go alone.
Into the
right.
city.
Right. And, I mean, that's not the safest part of the city either, is it?
No.
Right.
Not even so close. I would never take Kyle. He'd be like, you don't need that. Yes, I do.
Oh.
I need this personalized ornament for the trip.
I need Santa's sleigh made out of popsicle sticks and pine cones.
Yeah.
This will hang from the tree in the front yard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So y'all are having a nutcracker thing this year, right? Is Delilah in the nutcracker, your daughter?
No. She's not. No. We are possibly going to see the Nutcracker.
It's always that whenever I think of women making men do things at the holidays they don't want to do.
Yeah.
Going to the Nutcracker is always the standard thing.
I'm going to make him go. I'm going to make Kyle go if we go to the Nutcracker, because I'm not taking the kids by myself.
So you are taking...
Well,
don't take that boy.
I know. You're right. I'll probably leave Kyle and him home, but I don't know. I haven't been, it's not that I won't take Delilah by myself out anywhere, but mm-hmm. I think it's downtown Charlotte. Yeah. Like, I think it's a lot of.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of smoke.
Right. Just me and her. I don't know. But.
Oh, so the dilemma here.
Yeah.
What you need is a ninja woman friend who could go with you to those types of things.
You're right.
Ninja. Who could kick somebody's ass for you.
Yep.
But not make your husband sit through or your son sit through that mess.
Right. He wouldn't. Brooks wouldn't sit through it anyway. Who do you know that I could take that's a ninja woman?
I don't know any. I always think, you know, that guys need that person in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in case some woman gets out of control, they can call their ninja woman friend to come and handle the situation. But
who's like a badass chick that we know? I'm trying to think.
Ninja woman friend.
Yeah.
Come to the rescue.
Hmm.
I like that name.
Hmm.
Now, that our friend Amanda Riggin looks like she's tough and all, but she's not.
Yeah.
She's not. She's tough, like strong, and you know, she used to work for FedEx, and she'd throw an air conditioning unit on her back and walk it up 10 flights of stairs.
It's pretty tough.
But she's not a fighter.
Yeah.
I could whoop her ass.
I think maybe just looking like it would do.
Yeah. Maybe that's all you need is just like a tough exterior.
Yeah. But then if something goes down, hell no.
Well, maybe Kyle could just go with you and then not go in.
Right.
Like he could go find something else to do during the performance and then come back and escort you home. I'm trying to help him. I'm trying to help him.
I know. I will let him know. And he'll say, thank you for getting me out of this. My dad used to take me every year on a daddy-daughter date to the Nutcracker. And he said I didn't say a word. I was, like, nervous about because the word date, I guess. I don't know. He's my dad, but, you know.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking, did he drink through that? He had to have done something because it's a long 3 hours.
Yeah, your U.S. Marshal dad going to the Nutcracker. But you know what? That's different. That's different if my daughter would have wanted me to take her when she was little to the Nutcracker. I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Yeah.
I would say, make sure, how do you like what I'm wearing? Make sure I look okay. And, you know, the whole thing.
You'll do just about anything, I guess.
But if my wife wanted me to do it, I'd tell her to go pound sand.
Get real.
Pound sand.
Get real.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.